and the agriculture is usually very bipartisan, so it was more of a quicker bill, and I'll just give kind of the highlights of what we did. Is we increased mental health grants for farm and also farm safety to ensure that farmers are safe and support that across the state. Broadband is actually on the ag in that bill, omnibus bill, and so we gave more money. They wanted $120 million, well, we didn't have it in our budget, so we kind of compromised there. But we're hoping that some of that federal funds will go, right, and we can go to get that goal of $120 million. But so that was one of the things that was in there. And then also we wanted the MPCA is supposed to be beholden to the Senate, or the legislative body, I should say, not the Senate, the House and the Senate. And they have this, they kind of overreach, and then they reinterpret, and they just kind of move forward a little bit more than we as a legislative body sometimes like. So we kind of had them in and had a good discussion with them. And one of the things we want to roll back is some of their power. And, you know, the farmer knows and wants to protect his land and stuff. So that win-win spot. Mm-hmm. So that was some of the high points. There's much more in there. But one other thing I want to mention is the infrastructure for the biofuels. And so there's some money in there to help with those smaller gas stations. That's going to take time. It's a lot of money, but it's a start.